Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment/condominium, a manufactured or mobile home?
It's a condo.
A condo, all right. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Could you please tell me in what year your home was built?
They said it's like in the it's 30-some years old right now. So subtract 30 from here.
All right, well, 2024, I believe that'll be 1994, I think.
Whatever. I don't know. I've never figured it out.
All right. So have any upgrade modifications been made to the property? Like, let's say, roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
the windows are all upgraded. Not windows. The roof has been all new roofing. Windows are still the same. Some people have replaced their windows. That's about what you want to know, right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
12.
12 years? All right. Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? And the list goes, tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, category 2 hurricane, category 3 hurricane, category 4 hurricane, or a category 5 hurricane?
Darling, I really haven't paid attention. I've just stayed in the house. I know we've had some hurricanes going by, but I don't know what the numbers are. I live in a certain section of Bradenton where the Indians pray to God and we don't get the hurricanes here or the flooding. That's what they say. That's what they say.
Okay, all right. Well, no worries. So how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, tornado, or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable. I'm not too concerned.
All right. If a serious hurricane
threatens... I mean, been damaged, but, you know.
All right. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Sorry, wait a minute. I didn't hear that word. What?
If
Say
serious...
again.
If a serious,
hurricane, yes,
threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters slash board up your home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to the home of a relative or friend in some other area, or would you not make any preparations because your home is already prepared?
I would, of course, prepare by buying supplies such as batteries, food, etc., then I'd just hunker down.
All right. Thank you. Okay. So when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, so meaning 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, so about 36 hours. Or would you say your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
There's nothing I can do to it to make it more hurricane-proof. So... whatever that answer is.
All right. So considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain. I've been watching. I checked my insurance, etc.
All right. Could you please select your top three sources of information? And the list goes, internet sources other than social media, radio, TV.
Move your mouthpiece away. I'm getting echoing. Now, say it again, please.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. So could you please select your top three sources of information? So the list goes, internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers/print media, friends and families, social medias like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, or WhatsApp. All right. Do you use any other one?
No.
All right.
The question
was,
what was the initial question for the answer?
Could you please select your top three sources of information?
Oh, top three. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, television and the neighbors talk and radio.
All right. And radio? All right. Thank you so much. So on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Probably a 4. I'd like to have shutters, but I don't.
All right. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane / storm? And the list goes cost of food and other essentials, cost of childcare, loss of income or employment, transportation costs, property taxes, cost of insurance, or cost of housing?
No.
No? All right. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No. Although I do have flood insurance, I'm told it's not in a flood zone.
All right. So what would you evacuate? Would you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued, so possibly within 48 hours? If a hurricane warning is issued, so possibly within 36 hours? If a Category 3 hurricane is stronger or stronger, was going to hit your home within 24 hours? If an emergency management official would order you to evacuate, or would you probably never evacuate?
I have no place to go. And the roads would be so crowded that we couldn't go anyplace anyhow. So.
All right. So probably never?
Yeah.
All right. If you needed to evacuate, though, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible, so to another state, or would you not leave under any circumstances?
Oh. Well. I don't know.
All right. No worries. All right. So if you don't know. Okay. Perfect. So how many vehicles are available in the household?
One.
What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I don't know.
Don't know?
Probably
all right.
Probably 500 or 1,000.
1,000. All right. So how confident are you that you could come up with $1,000 for unexpected hurricane damage? Are you
no
very
problem.
Certain that... No problem.
No
all
problem.
Right.
Thank
how
God.
Has your... Okay. How has your home insurance rate changed in the past 1 year? Would you say it's decreased significantly? Has it decreased somewhat? Has it remained the same? Has it increased somewhat? Or has it increased significantly?
It increased somewhat.
What about in the past 1 to 3 years?
Don't remember.
Past 3 to 5 years?
Darling, I don't remember those things.
All right. And you don't remember also for 5 to 10 years, maybe? Oh, it's funny if you don't remember.
If the bill goes up, I pay the bill. I don't keep it in my mind. I don't, thank God, I don't have to worry about it.
All right. Well, no worries. Thank you. So as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance providers? Did you increase the amount of deductible? Did you decrease coverage? Or did you just continue paying the higher rate?
I just paid the higher rate.
All right. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring? Like 100% because you want full insurance for the full replacement value, 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
I probably want it 80% to 100%.
Okay. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or would you not move from your home?
If my insurance rate goes up, would I move? Is that
mm-hmm.
the basic question?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No, I would. I'd stay where I am and somehow decrease the insurance.
All right. If in recent years there has been a trend amongst homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies, so would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No, and it is.
All right. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you to reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, or the local government?
Federal, local, or what was the third one?
Federal, state, or local?
Federal, Well, to reimburse me would be the insurance company. It wouldn't be any of them. They'd
all
be helping
right.
the community. I didn't understand the question.
All right. Well, it's fine. The one you said is an option, which is the government should not be involved in recovery efforts. So no worries there. So on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
Oh, 5.
The local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I believe it does.
So a 5 then? You're very confident? Or would that be like a 3 or a 4?
Well, better make it a 4, just in case.
All right. Okay. That new development takes into account hurricane wind risk.
They've got to. I'm 5.
5? All right. That new development takes into account flood, that takes into account flood risk.
I should think they would. I don't know.
All right. So would that be like a 3 then, maybe, or a 2?
Probably a 3.
All right. That building codes are as strict as they could be to mitigate loss.
They are now. They weren't in the past. So I don't know how you want to phrase that.
All right. So that'd be like a 5 then, maybe, because you're very confident now?
Yeah.
All right. So do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Yes, I believe it's happening, but I don't believe it's happening at a rate fast enough that it will bother my home.
All right. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? By increasing income taxes, by increasing property taxes, or by increasing both?
Would you repeat that question?
For sure. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? By increasing income taxes, by increasing property taxes, or by increasing both?
Well, everybody should pay for it, so wouldn't be just property taxes. It would be an income tax. Too many people get away with not having to pay tax.
All right, so would you say both of them then?
Okay.
Okay, so most of Florida's coastal areas have very low elevation, they are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. So how concerned are you about flooding in your area? Would you say you're extremely concerned, moderately, somewhat, slightly, or not at all concerned?
Moderate to slightly. Which is less, moderately or slightly?
Moderately is just below extremely, and slightly is above not all, like not at all concerned. So
okay.
Moderately is more concerned.
Slightly.
All right. Okay. When you purchase your home, with which characteristics were the most important? And you can select up to 3 options. And the list goes neighborhood, schools,
crime. I inherited. I didn't buy it, so.
Oh, all right. Well, all right. All right, thank you. I will put that here. Didn't buy inherited home. All right, perfect. Thank you. So how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would you say less than 1 year, more than 20 years, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than
probably
5 years?
Probably more. Let's go with the 20. I hope I live another 15, but we'll see.
All right. Okay. So would you mind telling me your age, or would you feel more comfortable with me giving you ranges?
I will be 85 in November.
All right. Well, happy early birthday. So am I correct in assuming your gender is female?
Yes.
All right. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
One.
One? All right. Okay. All right. So what is your marital status? Would you say you're single / never married, married or living with a partner, widowed, divorced? Widowed? All right.
Widow.
What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
College.
College graduate. All right. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
What racial group do you identify with most?
I guess Caucasian.
What language do you speak most often in your home?
English.
Could you please tell me which income range was for your household? And you can totally just ballpark it, or I can give you ranges and you tell me which one you fit in.
75 plus.
75 plus, all right. Well, those are all the questions I had because the survey is now completed. And thank you so much for your time. I truly, truly appreciate it. And I hope you have a good rest
of your day. You're very welcome, and you've been talking so, so fast. Good luck to you. Bye-bye, dear.
All right, goodbye. Thank you so much for your time.